Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早祷会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning prayer session.
唱诗122首。
Sing hymn 122.
我们来看约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to First John chapter one.
好，约翰一书的第一章。
First John chapter one.
第四节。
Verse four.
啊，约翰一书第一章第四节。
First John chapter one, verse four.
我将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
我们大家都很希望能够过着很喜乐的生活。
And all of us are hoping that we could live a life of a joyfulness.
圣经也应许我们喜乐可以充足。
And the Bible promises us that our joy may be full.
但是圣经里面比较少提到快乐。
And but the Bible does not mention anything about happiness.
因为快乐比较是属于从世界来的。
And because happiness comes from the world.
那喜乐是在信仰上的一种神给我们的恩典。
And joy in our faith is a grace from God.
那喜乐充足就是表示内心充满着喜乐。
And joy may be full, meaning that inside our hearts we will be filled with joy.
那这个喜乐从哪里来？
And so where does joy come from?
第四节说，我将这个话写给你们。
And verse 4 says that, and these things we write to you.
所以跟这一些话是有关系的。
And so it has to be related to these things.
那这些话是什么？
And so what are these things?
我们看第三节。
And let's read verse 3.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And that which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ.
在第三节里面有 两种相交，这个相交另外的译本叫做团契。
And in verse 3 there are two different types of fellowship.
可见我们如果喜乐要充足，生活必须要有团契。
And so that if our joy may be full, we have to have fellowship in our lives.
那基督徒的生活如果没有喜乐，可能是因为我们没有团契的生活。
And a Christian's life, if it's not joyful, that means that we may not have fellowships.
那这个团契是什么？
And so what kind of fellowship is this?
下面说我们跟儿子耶稣基督相交。
And it says that we will fellowship with the Son Jesus Christ.
可见第一种的团契是我们跟神的团契。
And so the first type of fellowship is the fellowship with God.
所以信仰本身不只是一种知识。
And so faith itself is not only a knowledge.
好像在学校学一门课，这是一种知识。
And just like in school, we're learning a subject, and this is knowledge.
那信仰是一种关系。
And so faith is also a relationship.
就是我们跟神的关系。
And that will be our relationship with God.
那如果这个关系好，我们需要通过跟神有团契。
And if we have to maintain a good relationship, we have to have fellowship with God.
有时候我们在家庭里面对家人的关系大家都很敏感。
And sometimes in our families, our relationship with the families is very sensitive.
对的，跟自己的配偶，跟自己的父母，跟自己的孩子。
And whether this is our spouse, our parents, or our children.
但是有时候我们跟神的关系却很迟钝。
And so sometimes the relationship we have with God is very blunt.
神离开我们很远，我们都还没有感觉。
And God has departed us far away, and we have no feeling.
甚至神不喜悦，我们也不知道。
And even if He's displeased with us, we do not even know.
那这是表示说我们跟神的关系很疏远。
And that means our relationship with God is far away.
那如果我们跟神的关系非常亲近，
And if we have a close relationship with God,
我们就能够感受到神所感受的。
And we could feel whatever God is feeling.
那我们可以感觉到是不是神与我们同在。
And we could feel that whether if God is abiding us or not.
那要怎么跟神来相交？
And so how can we have fellowship with God?
那我们就看第一章的第五节。
And chapter 1 verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declared to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
第六节。
And verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
这个第六节说，我们如果跟神相交，却活在黑暗里行，就是说谎。
And verse 6 it says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie.
也就是说如果一个人说我跟神非常亲近，但是他的生活还活在黑暗里面，这就是谎话，这不是真实。
And in other words, if a person declares that he's very close with God, but he still lives in darkness, so this is a lie, it's not the truth.
为什么这样说？
And why are we saying this?
因为第五节说神就是光。
And because verse 5, it says God is light.
在他没有黑暗。
In him, there's no darkness at all.
因此如果一个人跟神相交，他必须活在光明里面。
And if a person has fellowship with God, this person must live in the light.
没有活在光明里面，跟神就不能相交。
If this person is not living in the light, this person cannot have a fellowship with God.
因为神的本性就是光明。
Because the divine nature of God is light.
所以怎么让我们在光明中行，这个是跟神相交的一个条件。
And so how can we act in the light? This is one of the main criteria of fellowship with God.
但是有时候没有圣经的教导，我们不知道自己活在黑暗里面。
But many times when we don't have the instructions from the Bible, we do not know that we're living in darkness.
那什么叫做活在黑暗里面？
And what does it mean to live in darkness?
我们看第二章。
And let's read chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
请读。
He who say he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now.
那第十节。
Verse 10. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
十一节。
But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
所以我们从第九节到十一节就可以了解，我们要跟神相交，我们跟人的关系很重要。
And so from verse 9 to verse 11, if we want to have fellowship with God, we know that our relationship with men is very important.
这两个是分不开的。
And so the two cannot be separated.
那不可能说一个人跟神很亲近，但是他跟人合不来。
And it's impossible that a man can be very close with God, but he does not get along with other men.
因为第九节说，如果恨弟兄，他就在黑暗里面。
Because verse 9 says that he hates his brother, he is in darkness until now.
那爱弟兄就是活在光明里面。
And he who loves his brother abides in the light.
那爱弟兄在光明里面，所以当然才能够跟神相交。
And when he loves his brother, he abides in the light, so this way he can have fellowship with God.
那恨弟兄在黑暗里面，他跟神的关系就没有相交。
And he who hates his brother, he's in darkness until now, so that's why he has no fellowship with God.
所以我们要常常检讨我们家庭的关系。
And so we have to re-examine the relationship we have with our families.
这个夫妻的关系会影响我们跟神的关系。
And the relationship between husband and wife will affect our relationship with God.
或者两代之间的关系。
Or the relationship between the two generations.
因为有时候看法不同，或者说做法不同，家庭里面也有不和睦的现象。
And so sometimes we have different culture and different practices. That's why in our families, we have not able to get along.
那如果能够借着神的爱
，and if we could through God's love,
这些不同都会可以解决的。
And all these differences can be resolved.
那家庭的关系还会很和睦。
And so the family relationship could be very good.
那这就是在光明中。
And so this is will be in the light.
那我们祷告神才会听。
And so when we pray, then God will listen to us.
所以一个跟神关系好的人，家庭生活一定是非常和睦的。
And if a person that's has a good relationship with God, then his family relationship is very peaceful.
那我们再看到教会。
And we will see the church.
教会也是一样。
And same thing in church.
我们要在光明中才跟神有相交。
And we have to be in the light in order to have fellowship with God.
所以如果弟兄姊妹之间不喜欢谁，讨厌谁，恨谁，那就是在黑暗中。
And so amongst the brothers and sisters, and if you have hatreds toward another person, then you are in darkness.
那我们跟神就没有相交。
Then we would not have fellowship with God.
所以如果我们来教会不跟谁讲话，我们看到谁很不高兴就是没有在爱里面。
And so if we come to church and then if we don't speak to another person or that we're not happy to see that person, then we're not in the light.
爱是在光明里面。
And love is in the light.
在爱里面才跟神有亲密的关系。
And only in the light and love and you have close relationship with God.
因此一个教会如果跟神非常亲近，有神同在，这个教会的弟兄姊妹应该是非常的和睦。
And if a church is very close with God and God abides with this church, that means the church, all the brothers and sisters are very peaceful and getting along.
所以要跟神相交一个很重要条件就是人跟人之间的和睦。
And so one of the main criteria to be close and have fellowship with God is the peaceful among men.
因此我们要设下一个目标。
And we have to set a goal.
就是我们在世界上没有一个敌人。
And so in our world, we should not have any enemies.
这不简单，但这个很重要。
And this is not easy, but this is very important.
虽然主耶稣在世界上有一些人把他当过敌人。
And so although Jesus in this world, that a lot of people treat him as enemies.
充满着恨，要把他杀掉。
And they're full of hatred and wanted to murder.
但是主耶稣没有一个心中没有一个敌人。
But in the eyes of Jesus, he doesn't have any enemies.
甚至钉他的人，主耶稣也求神赦免他。
And even the ones that had crucified Christ, and Jesus asked for their forgiveness.
因为主耶稣是爱他们。
And because Jesus loves them.
主耶稣是在光明中的。
And Jesus is in the light.
所以主耶稣跟神合一的。他说父在我里面，我在父里面，我跟神是合一的。
Jesus is united with God into one. The God is inside him and he is inside God.
所以要跟神团契，然后让我们喜乐满足一定要解决人跟人之间的问题。
So if you want to have fellowship and you want to be joyful in fullness, and you have to resolve the issue with a problem with other men.
那十一节。
And verse 11.
说恨弟兄的在黑暗里，而且他也不知道往哪里去。
And but he who hates his brothers in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he's going.
所以有时候我们看到教会里面为什么一个人会离开教会
And so sometimes you will see why a person will leave church.
常常是对人不满
And usually this person is unsatisfied with another person.
那这个对人不满久了就有一种恨
And so if this person is unhappy with another person, after a long time, it would harbor into hatred.
那这个当然是我们的自由，你要怎么看一个人，这是我们的自由。
And of course, this is all our own freedom to how we perceive somebody.
但是如果我们的心里面有恨
but we have hatred inside our hearts.
我们是在黑暗里面行。
But we're walking in darkness.
不知道往哪里去。
And do not know where we're going.
不知道往哪里去就是我们的前面不一定是天国了。
And so, in other words, if we don't know where we're going, what lies ahead might not be heaven.
因为对人的不满就越来越偏，偏到最后就离开教会。
And because the hatred towards other men, and it's so intense, and slowly, this person will be leaving church.
这就是人没有爱的结果。
And so this is because that man does not have love.
因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。
And because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
所以心中有恨的人眼睛瞎了，看事情看不清楚。
And if you have hatred in your heart, then your eyes will be blind, and you will not be able to see clearly.
判断事情也判断不清楚。
And you will not be analytical to other things as well.
他已经在黑暗里，他没有光。
And because this person is in darkness and there's no light inside.
没有神同在。
And there's no abidance of God with him.
所以我们在生活当中要跟神相交，这很重要，但是要把障碍拿掉。
And so in our life, if we want to have fellowship with God, this is very important. We have to remove this obstacle.
我们看第九节第一章。
And chapter 1, verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实是公义，必要赦免我们罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And verse 9, he who says,that he's in the light and hates his brothers in darkness until now.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以怎么能够让我们重新进到光明里面？
And so how can we enter back into the light?
圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us,
罪是可以解决的。
And sin can be resolved.
而且很容易解决。
And it's very easy to resolve.
就是靠神的恩典。
And this will be through the grace of God.
只要我们认自己的罪。
And as long as we confess our sins,
神就要赦免我们的罪。
And God will forgive our sins.
那我们又重新回到光明里面。
And so that we again could come back into the light.
跟神有相交。
And we have to have communion with other men.
好，我们现在看第二章的第五节。
And chapter 2, verse 5.
请读。
Verse 5. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him.
第六节。
Verse 6. He who says that he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked.
好，这个地方讲住在主里面。
And it says that abide in the God.
还有神住在我们里面。
And so God will abide in you.
这个叫做相交。
And so this is fellowship.
所以我们学很多圣经的道理，这个就是神住在我们里面。
And so we're learning many teachings in the Bibles. That means that God is abiding inside of us.
因为神就是道。
And because God is the Word.
好，那我们怎么住在神的里面？
So how can we abide in God?
这里说我们照着他的话行。
And so we have to keep His Word.
那我们就是在主里面。
And so we will be inside God.
好，所以可见要跟神有团契哦，跟神的道离不开。
And so that, in other words, if you want to have fellowship with God, you cannot separate yourself from the Word of God.
那神的道是美善的。
And so God's Word is beautiful.
是全备的。
And it's all well-roundness.
是光。
And this is the light.
所以我们常常念神的话，被神的话充满，我们的内心是很光明的。
And so if we're constantly reading the words of God, and then we're filled with the words of God, and inside our heart is the light.
在最黑暗的时代里面，我们头脑的想法也是很正面的，很光明。
And even in the time of total darkness, but our mind will be very positive because it has the light.
因为神本身是光。
And because God himself is the light.
是美善，是全备的。
And this is wonderful and all well-roundedness.
那我们如果行神的道，
And if we act out the word of God,
我们就是在主里面。
And we are inside the Lord,
我们就在光明里面。
And we're inside the light,
那我们就跟神越来越靠近。
And so that we could be more and more closer with God.
所以主耶稣说，你如果照我的话讲，我就要与你同在。
And so Lord Jesus said that if you speak as what I said to you, and I will be with you.
那就跟神有相交。
And so this way you would have fellowship with God.
那当然要跟神相交，还有就是神的灵。
And so if you want to have fellowship with God, you need the Spirit of God.
圣灵浇灌就是神住在我们里面。
And so the Holy Spirit will come inside and dwelling inside of us.
那照圣灵的感动去生活就是住在神里面。
And through the movement of the Holy Spirit, you're living your life, and then so this is a fellowship with God.
那渐渐我们跟神就越来越合一。
And slowly we will be coming as one with God.
那喜乐就充足了。
And so the joyfulness will be abundant.
这是一个应许，但是我们一直去追求，这个应许就越来越多。
And so this is a promise. If we pursue after promise, this promise will be more and more abundant.
那约翰一书里面另外一个团契就是人跟人团契。
And so in the book of 1 John, another type of fellowship was fellowship between men.
所以第三节，一章三节。
Chapter 1.Verse 3.
我将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。
And that which we have seen and heard we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us.
第一节说，主耶稣是生命之道。
And verse 1 says that Lord Jesus is the beginning of the word.
是我们所看见所听见亲眼看过亲手摸过的。
And which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled.
因为他成为人，所以就看得见、听得见、摸得到。
And because he has manifested into man, and so that's why we could see and hear and touch.
那把他看见、听到、摸到的，这样把它讲出来，互相分享，这个叫做团契。
And whatever we have seen and heard and touched, and then what we talk about, and this is fellowship.
所以。我们大家都可能会有一个体验一生最快乐的事情就是跟人谈论神。
And maybe all of us have this similar experience. The happiest moment in life is to talk about God with other people.
我们对神新的认识。
And we have new understanding towards God.
我们对神新的体验。
And we have a new experience towards God.
那这样彼此来分享，你就发现信仰真的是很喜乐。
And from this, we could realize that our faith, that we're very joyful.
那因为我们认识神，会用神的爱来彼此关心带祷。
And because we know God, and then we will use the love of God to intercede for one another.
那这个就是相交。
And so this will be fellowship.
所以信徒之间的关系是靠着神把它联合在一起。
And so the relationship among members is through God.
所以 通过团契把它联合在一起。
And through fellowship, everything will be united, will connected.、
那在团契里面，我们更感觉到神的同在，喜乐就增加。
And、in the fellowship, we will feel the joyfulness of God and the presence of God, so the joy will be full.、
所以有时候然后我们看到一些信徒。常常聚完会就走了，也跟人没有相交。
And sometimes we will see other members, they will leave right away after service, and they have no fellowship with other people.
那如果能够停下来跟信徒有团契这个信仰生活会进步，喜乐会增加。
And maybe we could stop and then have fellowship with other members, and then we will have the joy maybe full.
那我们要渐渐带领我们的教会进入团契，而不要让我们教会越来越偏向这个信徒的相交变成社交。
And we have to guide our church and lead them into fellowship, and we shall not let our fellowship be more like social fellowship.
啊、不是 social， 就社交。
The social activity.
Yeah, 就是里面没有神啊。
And because there's no God inside.
如果里面没有神这个对信仰就没有造就。
And if there's no God inside, then this is not edifying to our faith.
如果里面没有神，有时候对人就没有造就。
And if there's no God inside, it's not edification towards other men.
所以我们要往团契这个方向来进步。
And we have to pursue after the improvement of fellowship.
那为着让团契得到造就，我们每一个人要先跟神有相交。
And so, in order for our fellowship to improve, each man must first have fellowship with God.
那这样我们才有新的感受、新的分享、新的见证。
And so that this way we have new feeling and new understanding and new testimony.
那每一次都有新的造就。
And so each and every time that we have new edification.
新的感动，新的喜乐。
And we have new movement and new joyfulness.
所以喜乐要充足。
And so that our joy may be full.
我们要跟神有相交。
And we have to have fellowship with God.
那跟人也有相交。
And we have to have fellowship with men.
好，我们一起来前面祷告。
And let's all come forward and pray.